Matthew chapter 9. Jesus go inside the boat for go back the other side of the lake, and he come by the town where he live. Had some guys that bring one guy on top one mat for go by Jesus. The guy, he no can move, nothing. Jesus see that, and he figure,
cause these guys trust me for real kind, I go make their friend come good.
Then he tell the sick guy,
hey, you, come strong. You know, all the kind bad stuff you and do, I tell you now, the shame for all that, power ready.
But get some teacher guys there that teach the rules from God. They think,
this guy talk bad about God.
But Jesus know what they think. He tell,
how come you guys think bad kind stuff like that? I like show proof to you guys that I the guy that's for real. And I get the right inside this world for let people go and handle the shame that they get for do the bad kind stuff they went do. But easy for talk about him or the shame. Anybody can talk like that, but not easy for do him. Same thing. Easy for tell when sick guy they no can move. Hey, stand up and move around. Anybody can talk like that, but not easy for do him. But now, I gonna show proof to you guys. I gonna make this sick guy come strong.
That's why he tell a guy,
hey, get up. Take your mat and go home already.
Right then and there. The guy get up and go home. All the people see that, and they come real scared. And they tell how awesome God stay, because he the kind God that give people that kind power. Then Jesus go away from there. He spark one guy named Matthew that stay inside the tax place for collect money for the government. Jesus tell him,
go come with me, be one of my guys.
Then Matthew get up and go with him. That time, Jesus go Matthew house for eat. Plenty tax guys and other kind people that get one bad rap just like them when sit down for eat with Jesus and his guys. The Pharisee guys see that and they tell Jesus guys,
your teacher, how come he stay eat with the tax guys and other kind people that get one bad rap just like them?
Jesus hear that and he tell them,
the guys they're not sick no need doctor, only the sick guys need doctor. Go figure what Hosea, the guy that talk for God, when tell before time, I like my people give chance to each other. That more better than just make one sacrifice inside the temple. That's what God tell. But me, I never come for tell the guys that every time do what God tell them for do, for come my guys. But I won't come for the people that get one bad rep.
Head guys, John the Baptizer guy was their teacher. They come by Jesus and tell him,
how come us guys skip food when us pray, and the Pharisee guys skip food when they pray? But the guys, used to teach, they no skip food, but still yet, they pray.
Jesus tell them,
what you think? You go in wedding and make sad face and cry when the guy that stay get married stay there? No way. Bombay, the time gonna come when they gonna take away the guy that stay get married, and then that time, his friends gonna skip food. For fix up on old puka clothes, you're not going to take a new piece cloth that no shrink yet for cover the puka. You do that. Then when you go wash them, the new piece going to shrink and make one more big puka, and you make the old clothes more worse. Same thing. You're not going to put grape juice for make wine inside an old kind leather bag and close them for let them ferment. You do that, the new wine going to ferment and bust the old wine bag, and the wine going to spill out. The old leather no good no more. More better. You put the grape juice inside a new kind leather bag, then the wine and the bag gonna stay good.
When he stay tell that, one little guy go there and go down in front Jesus and tell,
my girl just mock it. Try come and put your hand on top her. Then she gonna come back alive.
Jesus go with him, and the guys he stay teach go too. And you know what? Over there had one wahine that stay bleed 12 years. She figure,
if I only touch Jesus' clothes, I know I gon' come good.
That's why she go behind Jesus and touch his clothes. Jesus turn around and spark her behind him, and he tell,
sister, come strong. You trust me. That's why you come good already.
And right then and there, she come good. When Jesus come near a little guy house, he see the guys stay playing funeral kind music. Everybody stay make big noise and stay crying plenty. He tell them,
"Everybody, go away. The girl never mock it. She only stay sleeping."
But the people make fun of him. He send them all outside. Then he go inside and hold the girl hand. And she come back alive. The people all over the place over there hear about this. Jesus go away from there. Had two blind guys go behind Jesus and yell,
"Hoy, they call you the guy from King David Ohana. Feel pity for us and give us chance."
When Jesus go inside his house, the blind guys go inside there too. Jesus tell them,
"For real kind, you guys trust me. That's why I gonna make you guys see."
They tell him,
"Yeah, boss."
Then he touch their eyes and tell,
"The way you guys trust me, that's how it gonna be."
And right then and there, they can see. Then Jesus tell them straight,
"You guys better not tell nobody nothing about this."
But they go all over the place and tell everybody. The guys that was blind before go away from there. And you know what? Other guys bring one guy by Jesus. Had one bad kind spirit that take over him. That's why the guy no can talk. Jesus make the bad kind spirit no bother the guy no more. And then the guy can talk. All the people that blow their mind, they tell,
"Us Israel people never see this kind of stuff happen before."
But the Pharisee guys, they tell,
"This bugger stay tight with the devil, the leader guy for the bad kind spirits. That's why he can make the bad kind spirits let go of people."
Jesus go around all the big and small towns, and he teach inside the Jew churches. He teach the good kind stuff about how to get God for come their king. And he make all the sick guys and the guys that not strong come good. When he see all the people, he get love and aloha and pity for them, cause they all wore out inside and no can do nothing cause of that. They just like the sheeps that no more one sheep guy for take care of them. So then he tell his guys,
"The people just like the crop. Get plenty crop for harvest, but no more enough worker guys for do them. That's why you guys gotta tell the boss guy that own the crop for send the worker guys for harvest some."